AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A ceremony marks the 20th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing.
The people of Oklahoma City remember the 168 killed in the bombing 20 years ago today.
My brother, Colton Wade Smith.
My brother, Chase Dalton Smith.
Just two of the victims from that terrible day. Former President Bill Clinton spent time thanking relatives, friends, and survivors for their example for the rest of the nation.
For 20 years, you have honored the memories of your loved ones. You have inspired us with the power of your renewal.
I'm Tim McGuire.
A commander in Iran's Revolutionary Guard says international nuclear inspectors will be barred from all Iranian military sites under any deal world powers set up. That sets up a possible standoff as negotiators try to reach a final deal. Meanwhile, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox News Sunday he's not in favor of lifting any sanctions on Iran while a deal is being worked on.
You can't lift sanctions until the behavior of Iran changes. They can no longer be a state sponsor of terrorism before you lift sanctions down the road.
The UN says Saudi Arabia has agreed to completely cover the more than $270 million needed for emergency aid to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe in Yemen. A UN aid official says that will help meet the most urgent needs of over 7 million Yemenis affected by violence in the country.
The appeal of $274 million is to address the most urgent need of 7.5 million just over a period of 3 months.
Finland's opposition center party is the winner of the country's parliamentary election, and there's going to be a new prime minister. Conservative Prime Minister Alexander Stubb has conceded defeat. This is AP Radio News. The Academy of Country Music will hand out its awards tonight.
We don't have to be alone.
The ACM Awards will mark their 50th anniversary this year. Blake Shelton and Luke Bryan return as hosts. Miranda Lambert leads the nominations with 8, including Entertainer of the Year. Her competition in that category is Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, and Florida Georgia Line. Dierks Bentley has 7 nominations, and Florida Georgia Line have 5. The show will air live on CBS from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Every day I ring.
Music fans camped out in front of a Tennessee record store for yesterday's Record Store Day. After anonymously buying Elvis Presley's first ever recording at a January auction, the White Stripes band's Jack White offered a limited-run vinyl re-release of 2 songs at his record store in Nashville. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.